And with us now on Coach's Corner, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burros, it's James Semin. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Hey, thanks for being here, Coach. A big win for you guys at home. You take down Kingsland 49-8. 5-0 now on the season, Coach. Take us to that game overall against Kingsland and your thoughts on it.
Well, obviously, they came to Lanesboro. It was at home. We kicked off. They had a nice first play. You know, we really talked about all week about trying to stop their run game. And, Wiersma is really running back. He has like 850 yards on the year, and our goal was to try to keep him at 100 or less. And, you know, so we really prepped for that a lot, and we did a lot of prep over the week. And so it was, and, you know, he rattled one off right away, but we were able to sustain that, and then we were able to make him punt, and then we get the ball back, but we weren't able to move the ball. Well, we moved it down to like 30, but then I think we had just sort of fizzled out, and then we were able to stop them again. And then right around the middle of the first quarter, they punted back to us, and then we got it, and then we fumbled like on second down. They gave them a short field like on the 45-yard line, and they made a nice – it was I think it was like third and – or fourth and two pass, and they broke it for a touchdown, and that was a 42-yard pass from Kingsland. So that put them up 8-0, and then right towards the end, we were able to – we got stuck, and we were going to punt. We were around our 36 yard line, and we had about a fourth and one, and we were pretty happy with their blocking, so we went for it. We scored, so we were able to get it 8-6, and then we just sort of at that point we were able to sustain anything offensively that they did. Our kids really flowed well to the ball. They cut off angles for those guys, and we're able to hold them down, I guess. And then we're able to move our offense pretty effectively. Orion, he had in the second quarter, Orion, he had a 28-yard run. And then to finish right at the end of the half, we were up 14-6, and I think 58 seconds left, we were able to fourth and five, and we were able to score from the 6-yard line. And that put us up 22-6, I think, at half. So that really helped us. And we were going to get the ball right away in the second half. So we're up 22-6 at halftime, and then we were able to keep on rolling, I guess. And we hit a nice pass at one point for us. I think we were at like 3rd and 10, and we threw up a Mason Howard threw a nice pass to Logan Torgerson. It was about a 40-yarder, and we got pretty close to the end zone. And then I think Orion, he punched it in from there again. And so that was a 11-yard run. And then a little bit, the next score was from Mason to Luke Ruin. So that really secured it, you know, put it way out in front at the end of the third quarter. So Mason threw a 55-yard pass to Luke Ruin. And so we're up, and obviously still up. And we're still defensively holding them down, I guess. And then in fourth quarter, it's nice to get some younger kids in the game in the fourth quarter. Cole Sass, Ryan's younger brother, he scored on a couple of runs, and he had like 44 yards on four carries. And he's just a tough runner. So it's fun to see a sophomore get in there and get some time. And we had a lot of younger kids playing, which was great in the fourth quarter. So it was really nice to see that. You know, Ryan had a great night, 18 carries for 159 yards, three touchdowns. And then our offensive line did really well. Lucas Nikolowski, Stefan Schultz, Brock Taylor, Cooper Ferry, and our other tight end is Logan Torgerson, and they do a real good job of blocking. And Mason runs their offense. He's their quarterback, and he runs their offense really well. And then Hayden Lostoon, he's an offensive guy. He's our fullback, and he really pounds the way. You know, he's a big kid, 6'2 or 6'1, and probably 220, but he moves people, and he had a few carries. And that was nice to see too. Defensively, I was really impressed with our game plan too. So it was a good night overall for us.
Yeah, nice win, like you mentioned. Again, the final score 49-8 over Kingsland. Coach, specifically defensively against a Kingsland team, they do have a lot of different formations, a lot of motion, and a really strong running game. What worked for you guys defensively to kind of slow that down?
Well, we we changed some things up a little bit personnel wise. I was able to get Orion. You know, we're trying to, you know, you don't have that many players, so you got to make sure that you save people. And we're trying to spare, you know, not use Orion on defensive end as much because he has a lot of hits on the offensive end. And so, but I did have him play defense last night. He played corner. He did a real good job. He came up and made some. He actually came up and made some tackles on the outside. You know, they were trying to run to the outside, and he did a real good job of, you know, getting his drop and then seeing it was running, coming up and supporting. And then we got Luke Ruin back. He came back last night. He played a little corner for us, and so he did a real good job in pass defense too. So. That was a pretty big statement game. We hadn't played very well last week, and you know, going from last week to this week, it was important that we put together a good game plan moving into the week. And defensively, I think, you know, the kids were knowledgeable about their offensive formations. They sort of predicted where the ball was going, and they were able to get to that spot and beat those guys to that spot. So that was really nice to see. Our kids perform at such a high level, you know, we think we have more that we can accomplish too. We want to accomplish more. So
coach, you got Nicolet next week on the road. What do you expect to see from them?
Well, I've seen a little bit on them. I know they pass a lot. We played them last year. Their quarterback's really good. And so, you know, we have another test in front of us. We got to make sure that we get pressure up front. You know, last night, that's a big key why we were doing well, because our front four, Brock and Cooper and Stefan and Logan, they play offensive line and defensive line for us, and they were able to get a lot of pressure up front. So that was nice. But that's what we'll have to do on the quarterback, get pressure on him and make sure that we stay with the receivers. And if we do that and we move the ball like we're capable of, we should be fine.
James Semin with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burrows, coming off that win over Kingsland 49-8. The Burrows now 5-0 on the season, take on Nicolet on the road next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and a good luck next week.
Hey, thanks so much, Luke, and thanks for everything you guys do for Southeastern Minnesota sports.
We appreciate that. Thanks, James. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.